The Age of Thinking Machines. I have spent another couple of days with advanced programming AI. I keep going over my usage quota. I pay $20 a month, and this is almost fair for experimentation. When you are ready to build a project that can earn money, you will need to switch to $100 per month, though probably just for a month or two as you tidy up and publish your platform. I created multiple applications without writing any code, but as things grow in complexity and not everything can become a clear-to-comprehend plugin, the AI does not always see the mistakes. So you will need to debug. Debugging is detective work. It is a game. It is not architecting frameworks and writing complex code. AI does that now. It does it better than any human. AI does not create spaghetti code, though I always tell it to follow Mozilla Developer Network conventions, not to use any frameworks, and not to rely on external libraries unless strictly necessary. Your instincts should be telling you that because everyone has access to AI, this creates fierce competition and equal playground again. But this is not correct, because AI multiplies you and your abilities. You were small before, getting lost in noise and complexity. But now, AI makes you the size of an efficient company, and your idea constantly drills down into undiscovered territory. The AI will program anything you want it to, at any level of complexity. You will be constantly innovating. This has never happened before. Your product will be as unique as you are. Its creation is no longer limited by your abilities. It is now fueled by your uniqueness, your personality, and by how you see programming and the world. Let's say you have always been a mere participant. All you really have is an app you like. That makes you a programmer now. AI enables you to move from observer to creator. Rebuild the app with your own improvements. You can sell it piece by piece as components, or sell it as a program for others to use, or just sell the entire platform. You can use Electron Fiddle for desktop applications, or like me, GitHub Pages for client-side web applications. Just those two things is all it takes to get you started. You just ask AI what this gibberish is, and it will explain everything. To give you an example of the debugging you have to do, my program automatically slices AI-generated grids of interesting UI components. A human would require 3 days of maddening selecting and cropping and would in fact quit. It's not reasonable to do all this by hand. My program detects where the grid is, slices everything up, detects backgrounds in the unique components, and then removes them cleanly. Then I go over every component and define if it's a button or a window border or whatnot. Today I chose the border motif on one of my designs, but the AI forgot to save the border coordinates. It's an obvious bug. You see it instantly. Once you tell the AI about it, it goes crazy fixing everything left and right. If you make a mistake and the bug is somewhere else, then AI will keep tidying up the area that you think the bug is in. I fixed this up. This will work now. I tidied that up. It will say, I added debug statements to your console. Try again. At which point you will realize it does not see a bug and search harder on your end. There is no AI bubble, but thinking machines do change everything, and the world will undergo a shift. The bubblers spreading the bubble propaganda are just trying to delay the inevitable. Start learning how to talk to AI and how to talk about web applications. Build what you like, so deep or high up that your program will become irresistible to those you set free from grunt work. Finally, my biggest lesson for this week was that AI can write extremely complex code. Code that only corporations and scientists were capable of. Learn to think bigger than big and ask for lightweight and minimalist code. You are more powerful than you can imagine. Such is the age of thinking machines.